Well, good morning, my friend, and welcome to Seize the Day. I'm Gus Lloyd, and you're on the Catholic Channel on Sirius 159 and XM 117. Well, it's a brand new year, and big things are happening at the National Catholic Register, one of America's finest, if not the finest, Catholic news outlet, newspaper in America today. And joining us to tell us more is Tim Drake with the Register. Tim, good morning, my friend. How you been?
Hey, Gus, it's great to be with you.
Good. Great to have you back on the program this morning. Now, just, I guess, a little FYI. Well, first of all, you're in St. Joseph, Minnesota. I got to ask you, brother, how you guys doing in Minnesota? I was just talking a little while ago about the I'm looking at a wind chill map of America today.
Yeah.
Now, actually, the Dakotas got it a lot worse than you do, I think, this morning.
Yeah, they do. They got hit last night and this morning.
It's like minus 41 with the wind chill in Minot, North Dakota right now. So it's a balmy what in St. Joseph, Minnesota?
Temperature is about 8 degrees. I don't know what the wind chill is here this morning, but the wind isn't blowing too.
So you're still on the positive side then, huh?
Yeah, which is good considering the 24 below we had last week. So.
Oh my gosh, crazy, crazy talk. Well, listen, in the new year now, here we are in 2010, and you have taken on kind of an expanded role at the National Catholic Register, have you not?
Somewhat. Things have been changing. Those who are Register readers will recognize the newspaper business, of course, has not been great for any newspapers. And so one of the things the Register has been trying to do is continue the newsprint for those who like newsprint, but they are going from weekly to biweekly in the new year, which is, something new for the Register, but they're also beefing up the website quite a bit for the younger readers. And so in the upcoming days, they're going to be unveiling a brand new website. And that website, what's fascinating about it is it will have all the news that people have come to rely on, but it also is going to include quite a variety of prominent Catholic bloggers. People like Mark Shea, names that people will be familiar with, Jimmy Akin, but then also some names that people may not be as familiar with, like Matthew Warner, who operates the blog Fallible Blogma, and also Matt and Pat Archibald, who operate Catholic Minority Report. Danielle Bean, and even Tom Hoops is coming back.
Nice!
So all these folks are going to be writing on a daily basis on the blog.
Right.
And readers will also now have the opportunity to comment on blog posts and stories, which is something that hasn't been done previously.
Media has taken an interesting turn, as you say, especially in the newspaper, the newsprint business, where newspapers all around the country have really just been struggling with subscribership going down, et cetera, et cetera. So a couple of changes. Tim Drake with us with the National Catholic Register. And as he mentioned, the Register, the physical, newspaper that you can pick up and read, is going to go biweekly in 2010. But they're definitely going to do a great job of beefing up their website. By the way, the Register, it's ncregister.com is the National Catholic Register's website. It's a site that I use every day. And find it to just be such a great resource for information, especially about what's going on in the church and in the world and how it relates to our lives, too. So talk to us a little bit now. You've mentioned about how the website is going to be changing and there'll be new blogs and things will be beefed up. You guys got some amazing stories on the website right now. I'm looking at the website as we speak, and the top story right now is about the Daughters of St. Paul being sued by the Church of Scientology. Tell us about this story, Tim.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking. You have a religious order being sued by they call themselves a church. Probably say they're a cult, right?
Yes.
Evidently what happened is a book came out. The Daughters of St. Paul, of course, a religious order that does book publishing, among many other things. And this author, Maria Pia Gardini, published a book in 2007 in Italy called My Years in Scientology. She was a former Scientologist who came back to the church, and the book was quite popular in Italy. And so then they issued a second book, a follow-up book, in 2009 called The Courage to Speak Out, Stories of Ex-Scientologists. So it's basically, a conversion storybook of former Scientologists who have become Catholic or who have left Scientology. And the Church of Scientology didn't like this, and they have pursuing a lawsuit against the Daughters of St. Paul. So
yeah,
kind of
what a surprise, really. I mean, of course we're being flip here because the Scientologists don't like it when anybody kind of blows the whistle on them, if you will. I know this has been, and actually, Tim, I don't know if you know, but you know, the Church of Scientology is based in Clearwater, Florida, and so they're like right down the road from me. So we get a lot of Scientology stories around here in my part of the world, but they're very, very secretive, and they're not very friendly when people decide to leave the Church of Scientology and then, you know, do kind of tell-all books, if you will. So they've decided that they're going to sue the Daughters of St. Paul for this book that they published.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's apparently, you know, there's two books that have come out, but apparently there are quite a number that have come out in recent years. So seems to be a bit of a trend right now, ex-Scientologists speaking about their experiences.
Tim Drake is with us this morning with the National Catholic Register. We're talking about some of the stories that are on their website today. You can read that, by the way, at NC. N is in national, C is in Catholic, ncregister.com. Well, a couple of other things wanted to have you touch on this morning. Talked briefly yesterday morning about 2010 could be a big year for retiring bishops in the United States of America. Lots and lots of bishops turning 75, some who have already turned 75 and have submitted their resignations. Tell us about that story, Tim.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is that right now, first of all, there are six dioceses that have vacancies where there is not a bishop. Those would be places like Scranton, Pennsylvania, Springfield, Illinois, Ogdensburg, New York, Austin,
right.
Texas.
And for those who aren't familiar, by the way, with what Tim is talking about, when a diocese is vacant, when, for instance, a bishop retires and his retirement is accepted, and then there is no new bishop named, typically a diocese will have what's called an apostolic administrator. It can be any number of different types of people. For instance, you know, like maybe one of the priests of a diocese, someone who is in a position of authority in the diocese. It could be a bishop from another diocese who is just taking care of like two dioceses at once. So that's kind of how things work in the church. These dioceses have apostolic administrators. So we have six open seats right now, if you will.
Yeah, six open right now. But in addition to that, in 2010, there are at least 24 U.S. bishops who could retire because they are either have turned 75 or will be turning 75. Now, that's pretty unlikely to happen, but it's possible because at 75, they are required by the Vatican to submit their resignation to the Pope. It's not always accepted. Sometimes they're asked to stay on a bit more.
Right.
So, you know, but two prominent ones among this group are Cardinal Bernard Law, formerly of Archbishop of Boston, and also Cardinal Justin Regali of Philadelphia, who turned 75 on April 19th. And for the cardinals especially, it's interesting because even if they submit their resignation and even if they end up leaving their post, what happens is they stay on as a cardinal, as an active member of the College of Cardinals, until the age of 80. And so their work is still not done.
Yeah, so in essence then, a cardinal who retires, even if his retirement is accepted, he's still part of the voting college. Now, he will remain a cardinal for life, of course, but he can vote for a new pope up until the age of 80. Tim Drake is with us with the National Catholic Register. Hey, we got just another minute left. I want to get your take on this, Tim. It seems as though Pope Benedict XVI has been appointing to the episcopate some younger men. We've been seeing some bishops now who are, you know, around the age of 50, some of them even quite a bit under the age of 50. Is this perhaps a trend with this pope?
It could be a trend. It also, I mean, you know, if you take a look at the numbers of men being in seminary and being ordained, I've done some stories on this, on vocations, and the trend is younger men being ordained. And that is a trend that is going to increase, according to vocation directors around the U.S. So you have men entering the seminary at younger ages, so it's natural, I think, that you're going to have men being named bishops at younger ages. It's just the pool that's being drawn from.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, it's interesting to see that and how that's going to play out here in the United States of America in the coming years and generations, of course. Tim Drake with us this morning with the National Catholic Register. Well, Tim, we will be talking with you on a much more regular basis. And as always, I appreciate your time, my brother.
It's great to be with you, Gus.
Great to have you back on the show here. Tim Drake, again, that website is NC, N is in national, C is in Catholic, ncregister.com. Want to invite you to go there each and every day. I do go each and every day to find out what's going on in the Catholic world and, you know, how it affects us as far as the greater world goes, too. The National Catholic Register, and as Tim told us, they're going to be beefing up their website, have all new blogs and commentaries and stuff on there. So I just want to invite you to go there, National Catholic Register, ncregister.com.